Hello there and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay and today I'm going to share with you a little revelation that I discovered, something that seems to fit in quite interestingly to this channel, because there's so many people that come to this channel that believe they need to have a deep voice, and they feel that in order to be authoritative or to be heard or to stand out or to be, you know, sound confident and secure, they need to have a deep masculine voice. And despite the fact that I understand where that comes from, it's not necessarily the only thing that gives you authority. Of course, knowledge of your chosen subject and knowing what you're talking about is going to give you more authority just than someone who just has a deeper voice. Being articulate and clear and comfortable with yourself is going to give you authority over someone else just because they've got a deep voice. But an interesting thing happened, because I've been taking guitar lessons, all right, this year. I've been playing guitar for like 25 years, but I've only just started taking guitar lessons because I want to improve, and I've got a band now. In fact, today I've got my first single out with my new band. There's a link in the comment if you're interested, and it's kind of a skater punk, pop punk band. So it's the sort of music that I really enjoyed listening to in the 90s, and the sort of thing that's really fun to play live with a band, which is why, you know, I wanted to get a band together. And so I've been taking guitar lessons, and we've been going through these things called modes. Now, modes are kind of, in a sense, how music has adapted and changed over the years, and, you know, what notes have become sort of more popular. And the interesting thing is, throughout all these modes, I'm not going to go into too much detail, it's still new to me, so it's difficult to explain, but this is relevant because generally modes in a lot of music, like a lot of old Celtic music and even sort of music from the Middle East and actually music from all over the world. Sorry, my light just went off, I had to go and change it, the battery ran out, so I've put a new one on. Anyway, the point of today's little tutorial is the fact that in these modes, the bass line is what's the most prominent, and there's a reason for this, and it might explain somehow why we believe that bass or deeper voices to be more prominent and more authoritative, because in a sense, according to this kind of philosophy, they are. So according to the, you know, music theory, so if I have a bass note, say it's an E, I believe this is the Aeolian mode, and I play other notes around it. Now, that bass note could change, and if that bass note changed, then all the other notes, I play the same notes around it, they would all sound slightly different in, you know, when they're played with that a different bass note. Now, there's many of these, and you know, they're all different. I think that was Ionian mode. I think seven different modes. And if you basically play the same notes in a scale, but have a different bass note for the kind of like as one drone or one just constant, like kind of the deepest note, then all the other notes seem to be kind of only relevant according to that bass note, which is interesting, because if they sort of harmonize with it, if they sound good with it, they're usually within, you know, a third, a fifth, a seventh of that note. I don't want to get too technical here because I don't really understand it too much myself, but what I do understand is that the bass note is what everything else kind of relates to, and therefore it somehow has more authority. And it's just worth knowing that the lower the note, the slower the wave form. Okay, so let's just say that the bass note is dum 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 dum. If you played the same note but on a higher octave, so if I was playing and then played that higher one is going twice as fast, but it's the same note. So one's going bo, and the other one's going ba. And it's almost the same as what happens with our vocal folds. So when we do a lower note, they don't knock together so fast. They slow down. And when they, you know, we go to a higher note, they knock together much faster. So in a sense, it does seem that deeper voices have an ability to hold our attention and to draw us in and actually command a much greater presence because of the resonance that they just sort of have. And that wave form seems to be slower, more attractive to humans in a sense. And I'd like to go a bit deeper into this and learn more, because I could be talking complete nonsense, but I just thought it was interesting that there might be something in that. And if we don't have necessarily such a deep voice, we can still be resonant, but what we could do is try to match the key or the, you know, the actual note itself with the people we're speaking with, and maybe that'll help us to speak in more harmony with that person. And if we wanted to cut through, or somehow we're being missed, maybe it's because we are on the same note, and in order to stand out, we need to go to a note which is different or a little bit off, so it does stand out as its own. For example, the idea of resolution, if our main note was this, and we're speaking here, it works together. But the closer we get to the main note, the more we want to hear the main note. And so maybe with speaking, what you could do is actually try to speak off or completely out of the way. It might sound irritating, but maybe it's something to try. Maybe it's something to test. But understanding that wave forms are, you know, what are created when vibrations, you know, happen and sound is made. It creates wave forms. And so the slower the wave form, often the more it seems to lead. And so, yeah, there might be something in this deep voice thing and this authority thing. I mean, I'm always saying that resonance is very important, and to have open channels and to be, you know, have your most natural voice that you can have. But there's something to be said about understanding and appreciating that. So then maybe even if you don't have a deep voice, you can use it to your advantage and manipulate your sounds accordingly. I'm going to go into a bit more detail on this because I haven't thought this idea thoroughly through, and I'd like to do some research because it's quite fascinating how in music and these modes that the deep note is what's kind of leading everything. So I wonder if that could be applicable to our voices too, and how well we communicate. Okay, so I know I've gone off on a tangent today. Hopefully it's not been too boring for you. As I said at the beginning of the video, I've got a new single out with my new band, and it's the first single, and it's out today. At 8 p.m. tonight, Eastern European time, we are releasing the video on YouTube, and there's a link to our channel down below. You can come and watch the video. It'd be lovely to see you there. If you're watching this after today, then it doesn't matter because the link will still be there and you can watch it anyway. And obviously, you'll probably find our website and check it out on iTunes if you would so wish, if that's your kind of thing. It might not be your thing, but you might be interested in seeing what I'm doing and how I'm using my voice and what I'm doing with it. Okay, so thank you so much for watching. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, and until the next time, look after your voice.